Welcome to a Good Friday treat. I'm going to read a poem for you today. It's called Gethsemane, and you can find the full text of that on the Foolproof website. You're very welcome to download that and use it this weekend or at any other point. It's free, but all we would ask is that you credit Foolproof Creative Arts and me as the writer if you're going to use it. Garden grove of olive branches and lemon trees swaying on evening breeze. Toasted air and sun-warmed earth soft between the toes of new-washed feet. Gentle drift of fresh wind cut with bitter taint of minty hyssop and aftertaste of wine and bread lingering drowsily on that sated band of faithful few. A flutter of wings. A startled dove takes flight, unnerved by unseen legions posted all around. Feet washed, stomachs filled, minds drifting unalert to the angelic presence of defences standing by, unaware of whispered plans, deal made, silver exchanged, fate sealed. Unknowing that even in the gentle evening peace, brutality lurks and deceit steals in unbidden. Yet not my will, but yours, he says. Fat, round tears of blood running down his cheek and falling to leafy earth. And so they slumber, dreaming of perhaps another garden and another time. A stirring in the undergrowth. As with answered prayer, heavy footsteps crash into that hallowed place. And so, betrayer claims his prize. Resentment heavy in the air, fear-driven, boxed in, unwitting player in this cosmic drama. Christ turns his cheek, and kiss of cold, ashamed identity parade leaves bitter trace of wine-soured breath on the face of the Almighty. Yet not my will, but yours, he says. Disciples leap, drowsy, confused, adrenaline coursing through image-bearing veins, hand to hilt, sword drawn, glint of metal, iron tang of blood. Something solid, something real, ancient patterns of violence and power. We fight, we battle, we struggle, we dominate. This is how we survive. Ear-splitting cry of agony resounds around the garden grove, excruciating stab of ill-considered primal response, slices flesh from flesh and sound ceases. A moment of silence, then exculpatory touch that heals and seals, demands a fresh attention, understanding without question, demonstration of a truth as yet unproved. Yet not my will, but yours, he says. Soft touch of drifting breeze on cheeks, scented air with evening's sweetness ripe, where scent of sun-warmed earth, of olive trees and lemon groves, and bitter taint of minty hyssop root belie the violence now unleashed in this other garden. A bruised reed, yet unbroken, disarming the powers with obedience, gentleness and love that heals. Not my will, but yours, he says.
Foolproof Bites is written, edited and produced by Fiona Stewart for Foolproof Creative Arts. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate and review so other people can join the foolish fun.